This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Developing countries are borrowing more from foreign lenders, with, for instance, Sri Lanka, Tunisia, Ghana teetering into risky territory. Some of this is spiking prices for food and oil with Russia's war on Ukraine. And servicing this debt is harder with interest rates going up. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour spoke with William Jackson, chief emerging markets economist at Capital Economics.
First, kind of help us all understand the connection between the war in Ukraine and emerging markets.
Yeah, the war in Ukraine is having a lot of spillovers to the rest of the world, and some emerging markets are particularly vulnerable to these spillovers. One, and perhaps the most obvious, is that we've seen a big rise in commodity prices, particularly oil, but also food prices. And for countries that are very dependent on imports of these goods, that's raising the cost of their imports. That's meaning they need more hard currency to be able to finance that. That's putting pressure on their currencies.
If these countries, you know, they're low or moderate income, they suddenly need to spend a lot more on basic materials. How does that affect their currency?
Essentially, they're facing a higher import cost. So the importer needs to exchange the local currency, generally for US dollars. That means that the demand for their own currency is weakening, and so the price of that currency weakens too, and it means the imported price rises as a result. So we see currency depreciation emerging from these rising import bills.
So if their currencies are devaluing, that has an implication for the debts that they owe internationally. Can you explain that for us?
For many of these economies, they have been borrowing quite heavily in US dollars or in euros rather than in their own currency. The problem, of course, is that they are then exposed to currency risk. So if its own currency weakens, then essentially the cost for the government of servicing its debt increases too. So the weaker the currency, the bigger that cost of servicing debt becomes.
I mean, is there any recourse for these countries when they run into these kinds of problems? I mean, can they go to the IMF or some other body?
Sometimes countries have turned to China, where often the lending comes with few strings attached, but it also involves maybe providing China with some leverage over the country. And the IMF is clearly an option and seems to be the way Sri Lanka in particular is turning right at the moment. The IMF will lend to these countries, but it comes with a whole program that is designed to restore sustainability to the economy. But often this is quite bitter medicine to swallow in the short term.
William Jackson is Chief Emerging Markets Economist at Capital Economics. Thank you so much.
Thank you.